everybody. Hi, guys. I wasn't going to come to any more of these. I had been so fed up. For years, I was fighting for accessibility to get into different places along with other disability activists. I wish there were more disability activists here. But I decided not to get the shot. And so now a lot of the places that I can get into, I can't get into them even though they don't have steps because I won't take the shot. And that sucks and it's been really depressing. But these organizers are wonderful people. They deal with a lot of drama and bullshit that they shouldn't have to deal with. And they deserve our respect and I just want to take a moment to thank them for all their hard work. So, okay. I'm gonna look at the paper so I can focus because I'm nervous. You guys, I wanted to start with statistics from the Defender, but I just want you guys to do your own research. I'm sure a lot of you already have, but you go to the Defender, which is John F. Kennedy's site, Children's Health Defense. He's like the founder, and you look up the latest VAERS, Vaccine Injury Reporting System statistics, and it takes a long time to do that report. Anybody can publish stuff in there, but it's not a fake thing. Maybe it can be, but I really don't think that it is. And the injuries are reported and the deaths are quite substantial, a ton. So please look at that. More injuries and deaths have been reported since this shot came to be than in all of VAERS history, which has been already well over a decade.
30 years.
Please keep looking at VAERS and keep doing your own research. So here we go. I'm going to try to make this as quick as possible. I want to make it clear that I wasn't vaccine injured as far as I know, because a lot of people ask me that. I was born with cerebral palsy. So I have a master's in disability studies, which is basically anti-eugenics. Thank you. I can't believe I'm waking up every morning in this world. It feels like a nightmare. People are rolling up their sleeves to get a shot. They don't know what's in it. We're still in the human trials, I believe, until 2023. This is ridiculous, and it just needs to stop. So I began studying the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986. The act established the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program as a federal no-fault compensation system for individuals who may have been injured by specific covered vaccines. I want to make clear that the COVID shot is held free from liability by something called the PREP Act, which is not the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, but I want to pay respect to that, because if it wasn't for the work of Barbara Lowe Fisher and many people that have been working alongside her for years, we wouldn't be able to stand here today and fight like we are fighting. We must honor the people that came before us, including, by the way, AIDS dissidents like Celia Farber, because Fauci has been killing people for years with his policy. It didn't start with this, and I'm tired of people thinking that it did. So, okay, let's talk about encephalitis. Like it was mentioned here before, that's a known brain injury. So it's counted as a traumatic brain injury. That's a known injury of vaccines. The regular vaccines are on the schedule already. So according to seekingjustice.com, the average daily cost for TBI rehabilitation in a hospital is $8,000, right? $8,000. The maximum payout of the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, as far as I know, is $250,000 for pain and suffering, and a death benefit is already paid out of $250,000. So again, according to SeekingJustice.com, the average daily cost for TBI rehabilitation is $800,000. TBI patients per day, it's 850 to 2,500 per day. Now, I'm not saying this stuff to make people with brain injury, I was born brain injured, sound like a burden, because we are not burdens, but you have to pay attention. They don't barely give anybody money to survive vaccine injury, and as stated, it's really, really, really hard to win anything in the vaccine injury court. And what I hope all this COVID stuff does is open us up to a new way of being in this world, open us up to more justice, where vaccines aren't a necessary part of existence anymore. They shouldn't have to be, and where we can live free. We don't have to beg for money for injuries. It should be our right. I'm just gonna speak from my heart and say that we have to fight for our inalienable rights. We have the right to pursue justice. We have the right to happiness. We have the right to health. We shouldn't have to suffer like this. I don't know what is wrong with people. You can't roll up your sleeve and just get something injected with no research. They're not even telling us what's in it. There are no long-term studies. We are the studies. We are the studies. I know people, everybody that I know who has taken the shot has had some reaction. The three people that I know with cerebral palsy, which is my disability, they've all experienced pins and needles in their feet and in their hands. One of my friends had such severe pain that she went to the emergency room. And I don't know if any of this is really being documented. I don't know if they care, because like Joe and everybody else, I believe this is population control. This is not an agenda for health. They would be telling us to grow food. They would be telling us to take care of our bodies. And as far as this mask, you know, I do it because I already have to deal with a lot of shit. And I have to save my energy, so I wear most of the time a mesh mask. But you know, I was reading in the California fires, they told people not to wear the N95 mask because it won't protect them from the debris from the California fires, which is way bigger than any supposed virus. What are we doing? I have no medical proof, but I believe I got a bacterial infection in my lungs. I didn't go to the doctor from the bacteria, from the mask. I am tired of this. We must make it stop. We must fight, and we must show what is possible. We are America. Let us show the good part of America, and let us fight back and say no. No to forced medical mandates, yes to medical freedom. Thank you.